Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
It's time for another Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Walter Storholt alongside David Dickens. He is the president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. You can find us online by going to coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. And David, we've got a great show on the way today. We're going to be answering another listener question as we open up the mailbag. We've got a good one here from Rebecca. You ready to tackle another question today?
I think I'm ready to tackle it. Let's give it a try.
All right, let's do it. Rebecca is writing in from Lenexa, and Rebecca says, unless something goes horribly wrong, I should be getting a sizable inheritance from my mom. She's currently 90 years old, and she is in declining health. Is it unwise for me to factor that inheritance into my retirement planning?
So, Rebecca, that's a really good question. We are seeing a lot more of that as our parents are getting older and older. So without knowing your particular situation, what I'm getting ready to do is not provide specific advice to you. However, let me give you some thoughts on that. If mom is 90, then it's likely that you're somewhere between, say, 55 and 70 yourself. So hopefully, Rebecca, you are well on your way to fulfilling your own retirement plan. And if that's not the case, then that opens up a whole new set of questions as to how mentally and emotionally reliant you should be on maybe inheriting some money from your mother. Life expectancy once you're 90, now you mentioned that she's in declining health, but life expectancy, if you're a 90-year-old female, is still 5 more years. And so, I mean, I have relatives in my family who have lived past 100, and you might as well. So the timing of receiving that inheritance, you know, could still be a little bit of ways off. So again, hopefully you have your own retirement plan to rely on. However, here are some things that you want to think about. I don't know what kind of assets your mother has, but if she has stocks and bonds that, for instance, are not in an IRA, then you aren't going to have any tax implications for inheriting those monies. Unless her estate is over $11 million, then there aren't going to be any state taxes and there shouldn't be any income taxes on that. If she has an IRA, you have an opportunity to roll that forward into your own beneficiary IRA, as long as you handle that transfer in a real specific way. So that could be a real positive from a tax standpoint. Rebecca, if she happens to have any annuities, then those are likely going to have tax implications. You don't say whether or not you are the sole beneficiary, but if you are, those annuities would likely have some tax implications to you. The other thing I want to make sure that you have talked about with your mother, and frankly, everybody that's listening to this podcast, there are certain things that you can do, whether it's your parents or you, that you can do before that fateful day when you leave us, to make sure that your assets don't go through probate. So if you're unaware, the things that pass through a will but don't have a beneficiary designation are gonna go through probate. Your heirs are going to have to hire an attorney and wait until some probate judge bangs a gavel and says, okay, you can own and sell these assets. So here are a couple things that you want to make sure, Rebecca, that your mother has in place. Her home. Now, she may still be living at home. She may be somewhere else. But if she's in her house and only her name is on that title, then her house is going through probate. But you can fix that with a beneficiary designation. Not sure if your mom still drives a car, but if she does, and that car just has her name on it, that is going through probate as well. But the DMV is happy to put a beneficiary designation on her car title. Your mother's bank accounts. She may or may not have a financial power of attorney, and you may be that person. But if she doesn't, nobody is going to get access to those monies until they go through probate, unless she has gone to the bank and put a transfer on death, a TOD, on those accounts. So, Rebecca and everyone else who is listening to this podcast, those are the three assets that you have that are most likely to get hung up in probate if you don't do something with them: your bank accounts, your cars, and your house. All three are simple to fix with beneficiary designations. You just have to go out and do it. And then one other thing, Rebecca, that I would encourage you to look at, let's say, for instance, she has an IRA. If you are not the beneficiary of that, I'm assuming that your father is deceased, you may be the sole living heir. But if those IRAs don't list you as a beneficiary, then it will be fully taxable when you inherit it. You're still going to inherit it because you're in the bloodline, but those IRAs will become fully taxable unless you're a named beneficiary. So, you know, if this were a longer podcast, then I would trot out a couple of stories to demonstrate clearly where people have just totally messed up on a beneficiary designation. But once you're gone, once you're deceased, there's no fixing it. So check into those things, Rebecca. While your mother's still living, she's in declining health, but she could be around for quite some time. So just make sure that on that day when she leaves us, you're not going to see a probate attorney in the coming weeks to try to figure out some things that could have been handled while she was still living.
As a general rule of thumb, you want to avoid probate at all costs. Is that a pretty safe operating assumption?
That's exactly right, Walter, because it's just that can take 9 to 12 months to work through the court system. And you're going to be paying an attorney to dance all those assets through probate court for you. And it's a colossal waste of emotion, time, and money. So simple ways that you can avoid that, but they don't happen on their own. So you have to take control of those assets by putting beneficiary designations on them. So Rebecca, to circle all the way back around to the core of your question, I don't think it's unwise for you to factor those assets from the inheritance into your retirement planning. You just want to make sure that the timing of receiving those doesn't put you in any kind of bind. And that once those are actually transferred, it results in a smooth transfer and not going through probate court.
And I suppose a lot of this also will come down to what's the level of communication that you've had with your mom about that. I'm going to make some assumptions, as we often do here on the podcast, David, because we have to with a limited amount of information sometimes in these questions. But I'm going to make the assumption that you've talked to your mom about this and she's told you, hey, this is what you can be expecting. That's certainly one level. If it's just a situation, though, where you haven't really communicated with your parents, as an example here in Rebecca's question, about your future and about what that inheritance is going to look like, and you're making all of the assumptions, then it was probably less wise to start banking on that money. Who knows what mom and dad's plans might be with those funds? They could be planning to, you know, donate all of those things to church or charities and not be planning to leave you behind as much as you might be thinking. So it kind of depends on your particular situation, obviously, but that would be kind of one little, I guess, warning we could give on the podcast today, David, in terms of your level of confidence that those funds are indeed intended to go toward you.
Well, I think that's a fantastic caveat, and family dynamics sometimes are way more open with that type of communication than in other families. So, Rebecca, I think Walter's thought there is a really, really good one. If you haven't had that specific conversation with your mother, then it might actually be unwise for you to factor that into your retirement planning. Depending on your relationship, there would be absolutely nothing wrong with cracking open that discussion with her, just to make sure that all those other things we talked about during the podcast are in place, and then you can get a feel for what that asset transfer might look like when she does leave us.
Really good question on today's show, Rebecca. Thank you so much for asking that one. I know that that's something that a lot of people wonder about, how to handle those kinds of situations, because we don't deal with inheritances very many times throughout our lives, large influxes of funds and dollars coming into our hands. We only probably, most of us get a few shots at that, maybe even just one in our lives. And so we want to make sure that we're asking the right questions and doing the right kind of planning when we run into those situations. So you're certainly doing the right thing by seeking more information, making sure you're crossing all of those T's and dotting those I's. If you have your own questions about your financial situation, whether it's about something we've talked about on the podcast or not, you're welcome to ask David those questions. You can get in touch by calling 913-317-1414. That's 913-317-1414. 1414, and we're always online at coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. You can submit requests for future podcast topics there, listen to past episodes, subscribe to the show, and access lots of other great information as well, and even set up your time to meet for a complimentary planning review, your CPR, Complete Planning Review, with David and the team. David, thanks so much for the help on today's podcast, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that, Walter. Thanks.
It'll be a lot of fun. That's David Dickens. I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for taking some time to join us this week. Hope you're well. We'll talk to you next time on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.